I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I certainly expect to be here next year and hopefully beyond. I have goals to play for a long time.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Oh, my God. I do not feel good right now hearing that. Shut up. Shut up!
I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm gonna go anymore.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know.
Mike Shope.
Walking Dead, you're a ghoul! You're not a human!
The Bulldog.
I have a vise on my workbench at home. I'm gonna open it as wide as I can and put my head in it and just start tightening it.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Always today, as is sort of customary and definitely encouraged with these clips coming back into the show. Check out Odyssey, check out the app, check out the website, Frank Saravelli, Ryan Wilson, these clips. You could go to Odyssey or WGR550.com and hear the beginning of our show in which I talk about running my foot over today with a shopping cart and fearing major embarrassment. And,
and perhaps an injury.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should have started with that.
Then we debated Matt Ryan.
Turned into a conversation about how good Matt Ryan is. You got to tune in to find out how that happened. I don't even know, actually. It's 3 hours ago. What's exciting right now? And I know it's Thursday and not Friday, but I'm in such a weekend mood. It's time for NFL Week 1 picks. Let's go.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
What do you think?
I don't know any lines.
You don't? I should have told you. I wanted to do this.
Kind of weird. I'm sitting here on May 13th, not ready to know what the lines are for the NFL games that are happening in September.
Can we get them to you?
I can find them. Yeah, it's not just I wasn't ready. Now I'm just trying to find the Week 1 schedule as a starting point.
Yep.
I've got that. So. I'll find my way.
In the year 2021, you get the Week 1 lines almost when you get the schedule. These guys are just ready. That is not normal. We're not used to that. Usually it's months, and maybe somebody knows about a site where you can find the spreads because somewhere somebody's offering them. Not anymore. Now it's like these games are this weekend. And, we can decide, and it's fine if the answer is no, whether these picks are binding. We'll probably want to do them again.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
I found them.
I'm good.
I want to pound Denver. Hashtag pound Denver. -1 at the Giants. In the off chance that Aaron Rodgers is starting for them in this game, has that been priced into that line? Or no? Is that too remote a possibility for me to go to bet online and see Denver -1 at the Giants? If Drew Locke is their starting quarterback, or even Teddy Bridgewater, how does it sound? Denver -1 at the Giants. It sounds pretty right, I guess.
Sounds okay. Yeah, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is baked in there. So if you want to do something on the expectation that Rodgers is going to end up there, I think you're getting a good price right now. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think so. And then if he does get traded to Denver, that line moves up to 7 or something. And then you bet the Giants try to win the middle. Likewise, I will take New Orleans against Green Bay. New Orleans at home against Green Bay, -2.5. And so let's just see. Will it be Jameis Winston? Will it be Jordan Love in week one? New Orleans -2.5.
Or will it be Taysom Hill versus Blake Bortles?
You never know. It could be that. It could be that.
I'm worried they go to Taysom Hill, by the way. I don't know. It's kind of iffy. Hill makes more money. Winston seems like just like
he
just
could play his
like
way out of the job quickly.
Yeah. And there's also, I feel like Sean Payton's just got an ego that I'm going to make Taysom Hill work and everyone's just going to eat it up.
Like he has been.
Like I'm a
doing.
Genius. Yeah. Yep.
I will take here week one NFL picks. I will take New England -1.5 at home against Miami. I would expect it to be Cam Newton, but it doesn't have to be. And I think I'm going to be off the Dolphins.
Because of the quarterback or just in general? They were kind of lucky last year.
It has to be mostly the quarterback. I think I want to be off them. There's so many good ones. Now, in the conference, as we've been talking about some today, and I mean, Tua has just not really shown it yet to the extent that's needed. And so I've got New England at home giving 1.5. They weren't really that much worse than Miami last year anyway. Dolphins were lucky with some defensive scores. So I think I want to be on New England there. They did a lot. Their offense is going to look really different, even with Newton. I will take the Rams -7 in the Sunday night game over Chicago. Who is Chicago's starter going to be week one, Fields or Dalton?
Oh, they are on crack if they don't put Fields on the field. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe they're on crack.
Maybe they are.
It's hard to know. Do you know that they're not? I mean, they could be.
No, it seems like something that most people might want to keep a secret.
Yeah, right. Has anybody asked them through all the drafts?
I don't know.
That's enough of that. Yeah. I don't know what.
Bears week one starting quarterback at DraftKings. Andy Dalton is favored -167. Justin Fields +160. Nick Foles +900.
Foles, right. Wow. Not big odds there. Fields is probably worth a dime or two. A dime. Like 1,000? Is a dime 1,000? A dime or two? Who am I? What am I talking about? Like I'm going to put $2,000 on Justin Fields to start? Of course I'm not. Unless it means comps Ravens Raiders tickets in that Monday night opener. Then I might just have to. And I don't have any college odds here.
Jesus.
Are there college odds?
I wish I were. This is the first time in 14 months that I wish I were there so I could get up and just walk out of the room.
You want to come in so you can leave?
Yes. That's exactly what I want. Yes.
You know what? It's been
I've got some games scheduled here.
All right. Well,
you want UTEP and New Mexico State?
Yes.
There you go.
Bulldog's going to take New Mexico State. You know that.
Yeah.
It's been a very anti-Tennessee show, so I will take Arizona +2 at Tennessee if we're doing that.
I'm about to be done with New Mexico, probably. I mean, I guess it could happen. He's got 3 more games. That's it. They're done. He'll be home here in, like, I don't know, 10 days or so.
Wow.
And then hopefully, like, somewhere, whatever. He could end up back there, but I don't, you know, whatever. Once he moves on, that's the end of New Mexico for me, I think, probably. It'll always be. I'll be fond of it, but I'm not backing the New Mexico college football team. I can tell you that.
You got there, at least. You got there.
Yeah, I did. It was great. I'm really, I don't mean to be sounding flippant. I'm more trying to make a joke about, you know, how you just leave things and keep moving. But,
it's not like you were rooting for Iowa last year.
No, right. That's right. Okay, so it's my turn now? Is that
sure.
Sorry, I was so quiet while you were picking. I looking at the lines trying to figure out what I might want to do. Not like, I mean, oh my God, is anyone paying attention to this? Is the Twitter account that does the picks, is this going to be on the record?
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
All right. I reserve the right to change these in week one.
That's the kind of social media engagement we need. And, yeah. and with that in mind, let's do them again tomorrow.
Okay. Noted. All right, well, I'll run with you on Miami and New England.
Nice.
I like Tua. There's no question he hasn't shown it. I don't know that he won't. I like Jalen Waddle a lot. I like a lot of what they've got going on there. They were lucky on defense last year, scoring on defense a lot. But I don't know. Every year there's a team in the league that is the story of free agency. And, you know, Washington has been this team, maybe not so much currently, but like years ago. Like, oh, look at everybody, all these pieces, blah. But, and that can be hard to make it work. And just because it's New England, I'm not assuming all that's going to work. I mean, they're just jamming a lot of new pieces in. I'm not sold on Mac Jones, and I can't believe Cam Newton is going to be a quarterback that leads that team anywhere significant. Now, you know, I'm not talking about the season. It's just a home game against Miami. But I'll take Miami getting a point and a half. I'll take the Dolphins in week one. I'm expecting Aaron Rodgers to be traded. So I don't really care who New Orleans' quarterback is in week one. They're favored by 2.5 at home against Jordan Love or some clown show that beats out Jordan Love. Blake Bortles, whatever. I'll take the Saints minus 2.5. The Ravens at the Raiders minus 4.
Right.
Get out of here with the Raiders.
That could be Rodgers. They're second in every odds list after Denver, but not likely.
Right. Could be. Right. I'll stand by it. I'll stand by it. I'll carry that.
What if he's traded to Baltimore?
Further into the offseason. Right. And then Lamar Jackson gets used for his true purpose, which is receiver or tight end.
What's the line if Rodgers is on the Raiders?
Joke there.
What's the line
if Rodgers is on the Raiders?
It's got to move like 4 to 6 points.
Yeah. Maybe. Favored.
I mean, Carr isn't terrible. So... But it really looks dim when you look at the rest of the conference now, though. Like, that's what we were talking about last hour. Denver and the Raiders, these teams, no wonder they want to make those moves if they do. It makes sense because look how far behind they seem to be.
I'm glad, by the way, Baltimore's on primetime early because I want to see if Greg Roman and their offense is going to be true to their word that they're going to throw the ball more. They have the Raiders Monday night week one, and then they have the Chiefs Sunday night week two.
Yep. Bulldog's not done. He's got two more.
I know. There it is. I was losing the plot a little bit without the music for a moment. I don't want to represent myself as a big Carson Wentz guy, but I know you are definitely the opposite of that. You are not. You are like anti Carson Wentz.
I am.
I've always sort of like given him more benefit of the doubt. I'll take them at home hosting Seattle minus 2.5. It's a good looking team, the Colts, and I think Wentz team back up with Reich. I'm gonna trust that's gonna work for them. I'll take them.
I'd like it pointed out here for new people that I was anti Wentz when he was good.
Yes, that's right. Thank you.
The year they won the Super Bowl, I'm like, I'm not down with this guy. Everything's red zone. Everything's just lucky huge plays in red zone. Not everything, but just like the way that. Everybody seemed to, here I go again, everybody seemed to like just immediately buy into him as a star. Interviews we did, it was just like, oh, he's great. How could you question it? Like, well, I'm telling you why. So, I'm not new to being off the Wentz train.
Right.
Had to force that in. It's your turn. I'm out here forcing.
No, it's good. I mean, I brought you into it by saying you're anti Carson Wentz. So you filling that out and explaining it to someone who's never heard the show before is a fine idea. What do I need? Two more of these disasters.
One more.
Who did I already pick? Is anybody writing this down?
I am.
Fred?
Miami, New Orleans,
Fred,
Baltimore, no. Indianapolis. Notice from the lines that. Like, they're all pretty small. If you play in a survivor pool where you have to pick a winner or a loser, each week. Week one will not be easy. If there's not a game, it never is easy, but there's often a game where, like, is every your decision comes down to, is everybody else going to pick New England, and so I shouldn't. But you'll see, like, double-digit lines, and here there aren't any. Seven, I think, is the highest out of 16 games.
I think Houston's going to be a popular survivor pick. You go against whoever plays Houston, but home Jacksonville week one, and it's only a 2.5-point spread. Like, that's tough to go to trust Jacksonville.
I've got the Lions right now at BetOnline as a 7.5-point dog hosting San Francisco.
Wow, that's a little harsh.
Yeah, right?
Goff? Goff and Garoppolo? Or even Lance? Like 7.5?
Yeah. 7.5. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm like staring at it. I'm gonna enlarge it to make sure I'm not hallucinating. That is the line right now at BetOnline.
So you're gonna be on the Lions here?
No, I'm not picking that game. I only got one more to do. I'm gonna take the Bills. -6. I think the Steelers are going the wrong way. The Bills are going the right way. It's a big line. I'm not worried. Go Bills.
It's a good number. I guess I want a little bit of confirmation about Pittsburgh. I mean, that's not how you win big in betting. Like, you have to get, you want to get there before the confirmation. That's when everybody else gets there. So I do agree. I don't like them very much.
And I'm not real worried about it being, like, I saw some, some Twitter reaction to the schedule. You know, you'd rather play the Steelers later in the year because, you know, Roethlisberger's old, will be broken down by then. And that's mostly, I think, just because of the way they finished last year. They had a great start record-wise, but they weren't that impressive for weeks on end before they finally lost. So the wheels coming off of them didn't surprise me. I don't think they've really done a great job of gluing the wheels back on. And keeping Roethlisberger, in my opinion, was a mistake. So I'm not worried about them in September. I'm not worried about them in December. I think they're going the wrong way.
They started 11-0. Who was it we were talking to recently that pointed out how incredible that was? Remember that? Somebody brought that up. Just like, you will never see that again or something, the way they were talking about Pittsburgh. There was a game, you know, I follow the Ravens closely, and there was a game in Baltimore in the middle of their season, like week 7. And they won, and they just got destroyed on the field. Baltimore just all day drove the ball right down the field. But turnovers got them beat. You see that a lot, right? The turnovers are the biggest stat in the sport. But Pittsburgh won the game. Then they went to Dallas. Remember the game in Dallas?
Yeah,
where
the Dallas game was brutal.
They were down, and who was Dallas's quarterback even in that game? DiNucci?
Might have been.
And Dallas almost had him. Just a very fortunate team right from the beginning last year, but whatever. Win's a win. They played the Ravens with Robert Griffin at quarterback the second time. Then they started losing games all the way through to that pretty much humiliating loss in the playoffs to Cleveland.
Yeah, they got stomped.
Right?
I mean, it got a little interesting, I guess, but they got stomped.
48-37 was Cleveland that night, and it was over early. I was so excited for that game. Remember that the build-up? You had the Bills winning the day before, and that was when we were going to find out who they were going to play. If it was Cleveland, it would be the Ravens. If it was Pittsburgh, it would be Pittsburgh. And so just like, what better feeling is there when you're a fan? You have like the weekend and you're just, your team wins. They won right away on Saturday. And now you're just going to hang out and eventually, at the end of the weekend, watch the game where it's determined who you're going to play. That's just that's a great feeling. But it was quick. It was 28-0 maybe in that game.
28-0 after the first quarter.
Just like, good night. I didn't watch the game after that.
I stayed with it. It did get, like, there was maybe it was a 2-touchdown game at some point in there in the third or fourth quarter, and it seemed like, boy, if they can get a stop here or whatever, and they never got any closer. I think that's my recommendation. I remember feeling like this still could be something. I stayed with it, but it really, you had to work to get there, I think. Like, I think I was working to get there.
35-23 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. It was a 2-touchdown
game.
I think I came back to the game at that point, but then Chubb scored on, like, a 40-yard screen pass, and I turned it right back off. It's all, like, one drive.
Right.
How much do you like him this year, by the way? Is he top 10?
He finished, I think, his RB 11 in fantasy last year with missing six games.
He's great.
And with dealing with Kareem Hunt as his number two. So
he missed games, and he got hurt in the Dallas game where they were just destroying Dallas.
Yep. I would go top 10 for sure. To five.
They're much the same on offense with Beckham back. You know, like you have teams like New England. We're talking about Jets where they've changed a lot. The Browns haven't changed very much.
No, they're going to be
defense.
Running and defense.
Defense
have
made some moves, yep.
Yeah.
All right. Miami, we'll talk about their schedule, their draft. Our friend Armando Salguero comes on with us. If you want to call in or send us a tweet at any point, that's always cool. It's how we stay connected with fans. Get connected. Brought to you by Bond, Schenick & King, a full-service Buffalo law firm. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.